It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repair. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems due to water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, people say I need to waterproof my basement. How do I do that? So Adam, basement waterproofing seems like a pretty broad topic. How do you waterproof a basement?
It is a very broad topic. In fact, it's a very big catch-all term for a lot of different services that could be provided for a home and things that have maybe already been done to the house prior to you moving in. So the joke that we like to use in here is that basement waterproofing, or asking to have your basement waterproof, is like asking somebody to play sports. There's a million different things you could do, and it really comes down to what aligns with what the issues are there. In broad terms, a house that is built anytime in the last 50 years or so will have been damp-proofed, waterproof from the exterior. So you might see it when you're doing some work around the garden or on the house. You'll see a little bit of a black tar line that is just right around the dirt line. And that is applied to the foundation shortly after construction to actually protect the concrete against constant moisture. It does not prevent water from coming through seams and cracks and tie rods and pipes. It's really meant to kind of make sure that there's not standing water against it. So basement waterproofing could mean that in the construction phase, where you're actually applying these coatings to the foundation to protect it. But most people are really concerned about it after the fact, when they own the house and where they're having water issues. Generally, people aren't asking to waterproof their basements unless there's an issue with water. There are preventative things that everyone can do to their basements to help prevent water from coming in. But really, what it comes down to is people who are actively getting water and having water come in. What do we need to do to prevent that? So basement waterproofing can mean a lot of different things. And where we look at is a very small segment of what waterproofing could be. So the first thing that we always ask, and we've talked about it many times on this podcast, is what kind of foundation do you have? Because that will depend upon what things are available to help prevent water from coming in. You can't use a stone foundation method of using mortar and certain materials on a concrete foundation. You can't use things that you would use on a block foundation on a stone foundation, and they kind of don't interplay. So really, it's about working with a contractor like A1 Foundation Crack Repair to understand what things are available to target and approach the water issue. So a lot of people will say, well, what about sump pumps? Yes, sump pumps are part of a solution for waterproofing a foundation. What about paints and such? Well, that's another solution that helps with kind of higher humidity. Foundation crack repairs are also used in there. Dehumidifiers are also used. So you can see there's a number of different things that you can help to put into a foundation or a basement space to help keep it waterproof. So when we get a question from somebody, it's like, hey, I'm looking to waterproof my basement. My next question is, well, what is the situation? What do you have going on here? And usually it's after some event, whether it's a large rain, maybe it's a snow melt, maybe it's the spring thaw and the water table's really high and they're getting water coming in. And once we understand kind of what the issue is and how it presents, it will really determine what we need to do to solve the issue. Most foundations, they've been waterproofed at the original stage of construction. And that means they may have put drainage around the house. They may have had tar barriers around everything. But this is really kind of finding out why these systems have failed and what we can do to make sure that you stay dry. So when you ask for a basement waterproofing project, it could mean a lot of things to a lot of different contractors. And if really you want to work with somebody who is understanding what the problem is, rather than selling you the solution that they do. So that's why we use multiple repair methods. We use multiple techniques. We know a lot about all the different types of construction and how they apply to waterproofing projects. And we make sure that we match the right solution to the right problem. Just like we've talked about in the past, putting a sump pump in is not the right solution for fixing a wall crack. And fixing a wall crack is not going to deal with a solution where a sump pump would resolve a water table issue. So it's really about making sure we marry the right solutions in. So it's a good term. We use it. It's in the opening of our podcast here for basement waterproofing. But remember, it is a very broad term, and it's very important to know what the right specific solutions are for your home.
Well, thanks, Adam, for explaining basement waterproofing at the 30,000-foot level. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening, and keep that basement dry.